Yes, c'est à Poitiers. The future is ours. Yeah, that's not a Dr. Jill Biden. She apparently is also not a Spanish speaker. In addition to not being a doctor, we are at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625 is the telephone number here. I don't know how many riots the Democrats have to stage across the United States. How many decades, how many generations of political violence we have to endure from the Democrat Party before they are declared the number one threat to Western civilization. It's good to have the press working on your behalf, and then academia, of course. Very good, very good. The airbrush, all the stuff. And earlier, I need to correct this. I said Anna Nawaz. It's Amna Nawaz. I could have sworn that NBC fonted her. The graphic said Anna, but it's Amna Nawaz. Born and raised in Virginia, Pakistani parents. I wonder, you know, that Pakistani man that was murdered in Washington, D.C. during the carjacking recently. That's just not a story that matters, is it? George Floyd, his life matters very much. There was a police officer in New Mexico who was Darian Jarrett. He was murdered by apparently a gang member who murdered him. Omar Felix Cueva murdered him execution style and in the line of duty. And for some reason, his name is not a household name, and CNN will not be covering the trial of the man that killed him. Why is that? Here we've got a police officer on trial for killing a man, and George Floyd in Minneapolis, and let the rioting begin. And then we've got a gang member, a Democrat, probably a gang. He's got a long criminal history, it says. Omar Felix Cueva, he murders a police officer, shoots him, injures him, then goes over and point-blank shoots him back of the head when he's already down. And somehow that's not New Mexico State Police. Darian Jarrett, and he's murdered, and somehow that's not a story. Another police officer shot in the head in Georgia today by Democrats. Democrats are doing all of this, by the way. It's good to be a Democrat, because if all of this could be attached to the Republican Party, it would be. But it can't be. So that's the problem they have there. So they just keep talking about January 6th and pretending that five people were murdered there. This is what they keep pretending. Dozens of people have been murdered in the Democrat riots from coast to coast. Just saying, not that anybody's keeping track. I am, but most people aren't. Let's get back to Chunk and his buddy Tony Blinken and Stinkin' and Not, because they were together again on television yesterday, and they're good friends. And you could tell, and Blinken didn't answer anything, and he doesn't seem to be a very bright man, and he certainly seems a lightweight. And when asked what their new policies were on Russia, he had no idea. He didn't have, well, new. We don't have any new policy. And on China, what are you going to do to deal with China? And he's, oh, we're looking at that. Oh, are you? Well, you got the job. You know, you're not a candidate. You've got the job. Maybe you should come up with something that would resemble an idea, maybe a thought, because these guys are being treated like a Girl Scout at a Taliban picnic right now. The Biden administration and their so-called diplomats by China and Russia and Iran, by the way, where they're submitting to Iran in Vienna, Austria. You know, it used to be Boltnick was on the job there. Now they sent in a new lightweight to give away the store. Gave away the store last time. The Iranians immediately started violating the terms of the JCPOA, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Could you come up with a dumber name for, and it's a fake treaty. It's not even a treaty. They didn't even bring it to the Congress. What a bunch of clowns these lefties are. They wreck everything, don't they? They sure do. Let's go back to Chunk and Tony Blinken, his pal Tony Blinken, the lightweight, talking about the border. And these people, these Washington clowns, I just mockingly said JCPOA, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, they love this DHS, HHS. It's, back in the ASAP and the EGOT and the HULOT. Everything's abbreviated and turned into an acronym, ideally. And then they use them as though every American out there talks in Washingtonese, which thankfully normal Americans do not do. But here's Chunk asking Tony Blinken. And again, what's her name? Well, we've got audio coming up on that. She's Melissa Harris-Perry. What's her name? Kamala Harris, who is our vice president, and she's in charge of the border, and she's nowhere to be seen. She's nowhere to be found. She is missing in action, or not in action. She's just missing. But here's Chunk with his pal Blinken on the border.
Well, look, I think the Biden administration right now still views this as a DHS and HHS issue.
You know, DHS,
they haven't,
HHS.
You know, there's some thought of saying, should we create a refugee program and
some
make this
thought.
More of a refugee program like we did in the 80s when it came to the Haitians and we've done with Somalis and we've done with other groups that have had to flee. And, yeah. and you know, the situation in the Northern Triangle, does it meet that status? It doesn't matter right now. This administration, I think, believes this is a DHS and HHS issue.
Yeah, it's a DHS and HHS issue. That's really what's going on. That's what, and the Haitians and the Somalis. And, yeah, you bring such historical knowledge and depth, Chunk. It's really impossible not to be in awe of your genius. This guy is such a lightweight. It's just extraordinary. The Department of Homeland Security and Health and Human Services have been saddled with the calamity, the catastrophe that they've created at the border, and the human suffering that they've created, and the child sexual assault. And honestly, if we only had a news media, how different things would be. So here is Chunk talking about a woman he admires very, very much. And her name is Kamala Harris. She's the vice president of the United States. And he's here to carry water for the administration at every turn. And he didn't get any answers out of Blinken, who didn't offer any insight as to anything, but revealed, and I got to tell you, the Russians and the Chinese, they've got people watching these shows. And they know that Blinken is just a lightweight and a joke and that they're going to roll right over him and that Biden is too and that Kamala Harris is too. But here is Chunk, who actually almost brushed up against the obvious truth for a moment, that Kamala Harris is the head of the border operation for the Biden administration, which is a complete catastrophe. And she is nowhere to be found. She's in the witness protection program.
The administration has made it clear that Vice President Harris, who was point on this, don't expect her to go visit the border for a couple of months. So I think they view this as a problem they can still manage and not the crisis that the rest of us think it is.
Ah, wait, you just said it's a crisis. You're not allowed to say that. The Associated Press has prohibited their reporters from calling it a crisis because the White House doesn't use the word crisis. So the Associated Press, being the you know, supplicant, subservient bootlicks that they are, they've adopted the lexicon as provided by the White House, and where Joe Biden is a bridge and child care is infrastructure and words have no meaning anyway. They've deconstructed everything to the point where they're just little pieces on the ground and they'll never be put back together again. Isn't it amazing? Yeah. Yeah, you bet. And don't forget that those white supremacists are the biggest threat since the Civil War. You know, I never finished with her, did I, with Amna Nawaz on with Chunk Todd and how white supremacists are the biggest threat since the Civil War, which means they're going to have to be a war, I guess. You know, the Democrats brought the last Civil War, 1861 to 1865, because they wanted to keep their slaves, the Democrats. Now they act like, then they opposed the 13th Amendment, freeing the slaves. Remember, Joe Biden just said last week, no amendment is absolute. I assume that includes the 13th Amendment, which the Democrats have been fighting against hammer and sickle ever since. But this Amna Nawaz on with Chunk yesterday, and how where the white supremacists and Civil War. And now she explained, number 12, Michael, she explained that the Biden administration is really just catching up on what a big threat white men are. I guess, is it white men or is it all white people? Amna Nawaz.
You have to be able to see the way the national security bodies are responding to this now with the Biden administration. They are just now beginning to catch up to it.
The threat, you see, the threat, they're just beginning to catch up. And listen, she says she's of Pakistani, or her parents are both from Pakistan. She was born in Virginia and raised in Virginia. She worked for ABC News and NBC News and PBS NewsHour. And she's an extremist and a radical and probably a threat to national security. I'm just really, not really, but she's, well, on some level, these people, their dangerous insanity is a threat to civility. No doubt about that. But here she is again, that the forget about Al-Qaeda and ISIS and radical Islam. The real threat is white guys.
The U.S. government, national security bodies have now to be able to handle both the potential for foreign threats where we've long focused and this new, more important threat here at home.
That's right. The new, more important threat is white supremacists here at home. And proof of that, the only evidence they had was January 6th riot at the Capitol. Pay no attention to the 550 riots across the country, including last night. None whatsoever. This is really a sick thing. And as our friend Joe was saying that called in a while ago, according to FBI statistics, they arrested 28 people last year that they identified as white supremacists. There have been more people than that arrested in my zip code in the last year. I live in Washington, D.C. for various crimes and madness. But never mind that. Let's go to Brian Seltzerwater of CNN. He's such a joke. My Lord, he's a joke. He's got a TV show, amazingly, on a cable channel called CNN. It used to be a news channel. Now it's something else. I don't know. I'd rather watch the Mecum auto auctions. You'd learn more there. It's like Chunk Todd telling you that Joe Biden's $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill has a price tag of $4 billion. I'm shaking my head and holding my hand up. And it's Ronald Reagan famously said, it's not that Democrats don't know anything, it's just that so much of what they know is wrong. And you could start with Chunk Todd and his little episode on television yesterday. But here's Brian Seltzerwater. He's known as Uncle Fester because he looks like Uncle Fester from the Adams Family. And he's also known as Mr. Potato Head, and he doesn't understand. He looks at himself in the mirror, and he can't understand why people call him Mr. Potato Head, which means, you know, lack of self-awareness on parade here. But Brian Seltzerwater, he was on his television show over the weekend, and he had some dimwit sitting there with his mouth hanging open, and he was going on and on about how Fox News anchors, you remember I was making fun of Jim Acosta when he went and got his shot, you know, his vaccine, and he got it in the arm, and he was wearing a very political T-shirt that was whiny and boo-hoo, and you could read, oh, we only had to cover impeachment. Yeah, and you lied about all of it, by the way, Jim Acosta. His real name is Abilio. Even his first name is a lie. And just start with that. And then everything comes out of his mouth is a lie after that. And so here's Seltzerwater. He's very upset that I guess Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson haven't posted pictures of themselves, vanity pictures of themselves getting the vaccination. Very upset. Brian Seltzer.
It's really important to see all these TV anchors, personalities showing themselves getting the shot. We've seen a lot of vaccine selfies from lots of folks at lots of different networks. It's been really inspiring to see. You know, the Today Show even brought the co-host outside for a live group vaccination this week. And Rachel Maddow on Friday on MSNBC talked about how she was really fearful of the needle, really worried about it. And yet it was important to get the shot, and she did. And there she is talking about it on air. So, I say all of that to make the following point. Where are Tucker and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham? Where is Ainsley Earhart and Steve Doocy and Brian Kilmeade? Where are the biggest stars on Fox getting vaccinated? I get it's a personal choice. I get that's between, you know, the hosts and their healthcare provider. But everybody else is doing it, right, Matt? I mean, all across television, all these anchors are rolling up their sleeves. Why do you think we haven't seen the biggest stars on Fox News get vaccinated or show us their vaccine selfies?
Show us their vaccine selfies. I got to tell you that the small ball that these numbskulls play is beyond description. It is amazing to me how empty these vessels are. And what a joke CNN is that you want to see pictures of Sean Hannity getting a shot? You need a hobby, I think. You need to maybe you should start reading the news. You should spend your time studying the news, and then you wouldn't be a numbskull of the first order, like the Three Stooges kind of numbskull. You know, when it comes to car and home insurance, we deserve better, don't we? I know I deserve better. I think you deserve better. I put my policies to the test. I turned to Gabby. Gabby literally means get a better insurance. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better price for the same insurance coverage that you have right now. Who knew something like this existed? You know, you can do it with rented cars, with hotels. Now you can do it with your insurance and save a lot of your hard-earned money. They're the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers all in one place. You use your current information from your insurance company to get started. In just a few minutes, you're able to see quotes for the exact same coverage that you currently have from a whole bunch of other providers, and it's free to use. Gabby customers, on average, save $961 a year. My friend Seton, he called me, he said, look, I went to Gabby, and they cut my auto insurance in half, pay less for a year now than I was paying for 6 months before, and they never sell your information so you don't get spam and robocalls because you went to Gabby. Plus, listen, just put it to the test like I did. It's great. You save money. Get a better insurance with Gabby. And it's entirely free. There's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/plant. That's GABI.com/plant. Gabby.com/plant. There it is. Yeah, that's what Brian Seltzer and CNN are concerned about. Turn off Fox. You know, go home. Spend time with your family. He's listing everybody on Fox. Why don't they put out their pictures? I think a number of them have talked about getting the vaccine. President Trump got the vaccination. Everybody calm down. I got my first shot. I got a second one coming. My best girl got the Johnson & Johnson one shot over the weekend. Everything's fine.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Yeah, this Uncle Fester guy at CNN, he is numb of skull, I think it would be generous to say. Why don't they come out and show pictures of them getting vaccinations? You know, what is this, a high school rivalry? Dimwit. Womp, womp, womp. Oh, here's a good, now, I did mention that I got my first shot. I'm pointing to my shoulder with my index finger. I'm touching it now. I got my first shot 2 weeks ago yesterday. I got the Moderna. So my second shot is 2 weeks from yesterday, I think, and I'm going to go get it some a month apart, right? Michael Piercy has been vaccinated, got both of his. You're a Moderna man also, right? Moderna. Two shots. And Victor's got one shot, Victor, or both shots now? Just got his first shot on Saturday. Now my best girl, I took her Friday after the big radio show, took her down to a vaccination site in Washington D.C. down close to the baseball stadium, and she got the one shot thing, the Johnson & Johnson. And let me tell you something, so no effects. She was on her back for about, it started about 4 or 6 hours later, and then she was on her back and achy and unhappy and soup only for about 20, it was just under 24 hours like that. And then, boom, fine, good to go.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Null. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
There was a lot of concern last month when Texas effectively opened up, dropped all those restrictions, and yet we've seen cases and hospitalizations since then continue to tick downward. So what do you make of that?
I'm not really quite sure. It could be they're doing things outdoors. You know, it's very difficult to just one-on-one compare that.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to have to compare one-on-one with a state that doesn't have strict lockdowns doing better than states that do have strict lockdowns. So hey, maybe we should ask Anthony Fauci. Wait, that was Anthony Fauci. And his answer was, I'm going to quote him now, "I'm not sure. I'm not sure." So that's always helpful. Here's a, again, we got the My Best Girl on Friday. Got the shot, the Johnson & Johnson, one shot only. Don't have to go back for a second shot. We read about it and stuff, said not a lot of side effects. But it was a gut punch, I tell you, for about 24 hours. And now everything seems to be better. Everything's better. And I'm waiting for my – Michael got his second shot with the modern man, the Moderna. And that one's supposed to knock you on your butt too. But Michael didn't have a problem with that. Drank a lot of Gatorade, I think. Got some electrolytes in there. And said the second shot didn't have much effect. And Chris, he's a young man. He's a very young man. So we got that going for us. Now, here's a crazy headline from the Jerusalem Post. There is an island in the Caribbean. It's not getting a lot of attention. I don't know why, but there's a volcano going off. St. Vincent, an island in the Caribbean. I like Caribbean rather than Caribbean. I'm more of a Caribbean guy than a Caribbean guy. But the Jerusalem Post with the headline, St. Vincent Volcano, colon. Even they love their colons. Only those vaccinated for COVID-19 can evacuate. I'm sorry, what? You've heard, about the old metaphor holding a gun to their heads. The prime minister there says the decision does not appear to be the prime minister's, but rather was made by the neighboring island nations of Barbados, Grenada, Antigua, some say Antigua, and St. Lucia. So these other Caribbean island nations are saying, well, you know, there's a volcano going off. But in the name of humanitarianism, if you don't have your COVID-19 vaccination, you can't leave the island. Well, you leave the island, but then you'll drown or be hanging onto a log or something because you're not welcome at any of the neighboring islands. Only those who have received the COVID-19 vaccine will be able to safely evacuate from St. Vincent after the Caribbean island nation La Soufrière volcano erupted on Friday. Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves said in a press conference on Saturday, giving a press conference with his face visibly welling up with tears. The prime minister explained that cruise ships had volunteered to transport the island's residents to nearby Caribbean islands for shelter, but only vaccinated people would be allowed to board. See, this is the what we're talking about coming down the pike here, too. You're not going to be able to rent a car, rent an apartment, get on an airplane, walk into a shopping mall, a restaurant. You're going to have to, it's a sci-fi movie because, you know, the Chinese communists lied about everything and there's this terrible death afflicting the human race, the human species. The medical examiner's office would like to identify the persons already vaccinated so we can get them on the ship. Now, Michael, this is kind of funny because Michael and I had a conversation today, Michael Piercy and I. Yesterday, I photographed my vaccination card. It's in my phone. I have a photos thing with documents like my passport and things like that. And now this card, because you never know. So I took a picture of the front and a picture of the back. And Michael said he was instructed not to take photographs or a photograph of his vaccination card because people might steal it. Okay. People might take it and replicate it and steal your batch number and all this good stuff. So told him not to take a picture because I don't know how somebody's going to steal your photo from your phone, you know, with the thumbprint verifier and all that stuff. But that's a big concern, apparently. So that's good. And if you're in the Caribbean, they got a big volcano going on and you can't get off the island unless you get vaccinated. Gun to the head. And the left loves all this stuff. Now, let me say this also. This is something I haven't heard anybody talk about. For many years in my previous life, along with my passport, I kept a yellow booklet. My yellow booklet was my vaccination booklet. And it showed before going to Africa that I, you know, did you take your hydroxychloroquine or did you not for a malaria drug and all this stuff where you're going to certain regions of the world, maybe going to, I don't know, India, Vietnam, Indonesia. You're going places. Have you been vaccinated for these various things? And in my previous life, and this is true of a lot of people in the military and the foreign service, people that travel a lot, I don't travel like I used to, but people that travel a lot, you maintain this booklet. And I remember when I first got this yellow booklet and a very nice nurse lady downtown Washington, D.C. was explaining to me how you will from now on always keep this with your passport because when going in and out of countries, you may have to prove that you've been vaccinated for this or that. Usually, you know, beep whole countries that we're talking about here, you don't need them when you're going to England or France or, a nice place, Japan, something like that. But to beep whole countries, you might have to. And sometimes it's not to get into the country. It's to get back into the United States after you've gone to a beep whole country someplace where you're required to get vaccinations for various maladies. So when I see this vaccination card, it's not completely alien to me. And I know it's not completely alien to. Now, it's a new vaccine. So that's like hydroxychloroquine, been used forever and ever. And I remember going to Africa once and being told I should take it, and I didn't. And I think another time going to Africa, and I was told I should, and I did, depending on what country you go to and things. But in any case, it doesn't freak me out the way that it freaks some people out. It really doesn't. And I get it, and you don't want to take it, don't take it. My body, my choice, as I like to say. My body, my choice. I like turning that one on them. But I'm looking at this volcano. You can't get off the island. Well, a volcano is erupting and everybody's evacuating. No, you can't get off. Yeah, it's like Monty Python. You can't get off unless you can prove that you're vaccinated. There's a volcano going up. Nuh-uh, sorry, you can't. There's no getting off. So I can just stay here and die as the lava comes flowing down the hill. Yep, that's it. You're just going to have to. Also, the Chinese, they're communists, you know, the government there, they're communists. That means they're murderers and criminals, and they run death camps, and they have a genocide going on right now. And, Chunk Todd asked Tony Blinken about that genocide thing yesterday, and he kind of shrugged. He's like, yeah, we're looking at it, you know. Yeah, what? But you're not going to deal with China any differently than the Trump administration. They've got genocide going on. You guys have called it genocide, your administration. You've got forced labor. That's slavery. You've got forced sterilization of men and women. You've got people that are having their organs ripped out and traded on the open market because they're political prisoners. And all that's okay with this administration. He just kind of said, yeah, whatever. You know, we got friends there. Besides, Joe Biden's son's got business there. But here it is out of China, the Associated Press. Joe McDonald and Huizhong Wu writing the story. Top Chinese official admits vaccines have low effectiveness. That means Chinese vaccines, not all vaccines, but the headline is a little misleading. Beijing is the dateline. China's top disease control official, in a rare acknowledgement, said current vaccines offer low protection against coronavirus and mixing them is among strategies being considered to boost their effectiveness. Now, again, China has distributed hundreds of millions of doses of domestically made vaccines. See how they're avoiding saying Chinese vaccines are ineffective? They're doing everything they can, the Associated Press. These are the people that are not allowed to say there's a crisis at the border, the Associated Press reporters. They've been in three. You can't say the word crisis when you're talking about the border because we live in a science fiction film from the 1950s. But the director of Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention, that's a clever name. Why didn't we think of that? They even steal the name of your thing. Gao Fu. That reminds me of Fang Fang, the Chinese spy that Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell was having sex with. For how long? For years? For how long? He was his primary fundraiser and bundler, Chinese intelligence agent. Not a problem. Not even a news story. Pelosi is fine with it. It's all good. Said at a conference on Saturday, their efficacy on rats needed improving. I made part of that up. Their efficacy rates need improving. So the Chinese viruses, the vaccines rather, the Chinese government admits now that not working very well. Why? You guys were the first ones with the virus. You should be ahead of everybody else, shouldn't you? And you got all those people to experiment on, you know, like at Auschwitz and things, at your death camps with your genocide and the forced labor, slavery, and all that good stuff. Why would that be a problem? Can't imagine why that would be an issue of any kind. Remarkable. Yes, sir. Also, here's big news out of Maryland. Victor Pusateri just provided. Maryland just repealed its police bill of rights. Here's what it means for reform, Vox News left-wing outlet reports. The new law expands accountability, meaning it's about going after the police. That's what it means. But some activists don't think they go far enough. That's the news media coverage of that. And they got Zeeshan Aleem writing for Vox. Maryland lawmakers passed a package of sweeping police reform bills, which narrow the capacity of police to use force and expand accountability for their misconduct, in part by doing away with the state's powerful and first in the nation Law Enforcement Bill of Rights passed in 1974. Now, you see, the Maryland Democratic-controlled legislature passed the bills over the objections and vetoes of Republican Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. And the legislative package is now being hailed by Democratic lawmakers and police reform advocates, left-wing anti-cop voices, as a significant step toward more progressive criminal justice in the state. That's they want more progressive criminal justice. Now, what will the outcome of this be? What will the result of this be? It will be a lighter hand in policing, right? And you know what that means? More murders. That means more people will be murdered and more murderers will or will not be captured by the police and go to prison for the rest of their lives. And more families will mourn, more crimes will be committed. And how do I know this? How do I know this? Because in 2020, here's The Economist with their story, homicide rates skyrocketed across America. It's a story that the news media is not talking about because they're not a legitimate news media. But when you attack the police, and the police perceive, I have many police officer friends, had lunch with police officer friends on Friday afternoon. And remarkable stuff what they're undergoing right now. In 2020, America experienced a terrible surge in murder, is the headline in The Economist. Why? That's the headline. And it's a sentence and then a question mark. Why modern murder mystery? And it's really not a modern murder mystery. The reason is that police are under attack, and police are pulling back and policing less assertively and less aggressively. And the predictable result, I've been talking about this for a couple of years now, is skyrocketing crime, and particularly in major cities. And while I predicted all of that, I'm not Nostradamus, everybody with two brain cells to rub together that has any experience in anything predicted this. Criminologists who are not leftists predicted this. Here's another headline from The Hill. Cities got deadlier in 2020. What's behind the spike in homicides? They can't figure it out. It's because the criminals have been taken off the leash, off the chain, because the Democrat Party is now a pro-criminal party. They're pro-mob violence. They're pro-criminal. They're pro-cop killer. Cop killers, you know, don't, the police don't, the news media, rather, doesn't follow those stories because they don't care about police officers being killed. That's not something that they concern themselves with. We had a suicide attack at the U.S. Capitol 2 weeks ago, and when talking about violence and extremists yesterday at length on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd, it never came up. Now, January 6th came up ad nauseum, but that never came up, the attacks on police, suicide attack from a left wing of the Nation of Islam, but pay no attention to that because that's not important. So the story goes on and on in The Hill about the Houston hit 413 murder, 42% increase, 40% spike in killings in Cleveland, 84 deaths, the highest tally since 1995 in Minneapolis. In Providence, Rhode Island, homicides doubled, and unbelievable, just amazing stuff. Cincinnati, homicides spiked more than 28%. Louisville saw homicides jump by more than 70%, shattering the record, and on and on. And that's the result when Democrats wage war against the police and say, all right, police, back off. You got to back off. The result is this. And then who is disproportionately impacted by the murders? Well, the people that they say they're helping, of course, because they always produce the opposite of the stated results. It's just normal. Normal. All right, I've got so much stuff yet to get to. What will I be able to get to? It's hard to say. Pete Buttigieg. Last week, he said they were going to create 19 million jobs with their $2.7 trillion. Now it's $2.3 trillion. But on NBC, it's $4 billion, according to Chuck Todd. Their so-called infrastructure bill, and Joe Biden's a bridge now, so he's infrastructure. And Buttigieg, yesterday, last week, he said, we're going to create 19 million jobs with this spending. Now it's 2.7 million jobs. For $2.7 trillion, I think that's $1 million a job. And the jobs don't pay $1 million. And that's over 10 years. This is the Democrat Party's program. And the media, they love it. They can't do math. They don't own a Bomar calculator. I do.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Uh-uh-uh-uh-uh. I tell you, there are so many crazy stories out there. CNN has a story saying that 10% of vaccinated air travelers may catch the COVID. And Reason Magazine comes out and points out that's completely wrong. Chapel Hill, University of North Carolina professor, points out that CNN did their statistics completely wrong, got the math all completely wrong, but that doesn't matter. It's like, you know, Chunk Todd with his $4 billion $4 billion price tag for a $2.3 trillion. Greta von Thunberg is going to skip the United Nations Climate Conference over vaccine inequality. Vaccine inequality. I'm sure that she'll be missed. No doubt about it. 52% of older millennials with student debt say their loans weren't worth it and that they didn't learn anything in college, which is a problem. It should be pointed out that U.S. Capitol Police Officer William Evans, goes by Billy Evans, will lie in honor at the Capitol tomorrow, April 13th. And it's remarkable how little media attention. Talking about extremist groups and things yesterday, Chunk Todd and the gang. William Evans never came up. He was murdered by a member of the Nation of Islam in a suicide attack at the Capitol less than 2 weeks ago. They talked about January 6th, where there were two heart attacks, a drug overdose, one protester unarmed, shot to death by a police officer, and then Officer Brian Sicknick died the next day. And they talked about that as though it were yesterday. But Officer William Evans was murdered in a suicide attack by a member of the Nation of Islam, and that didn't come up. They got very little coverage there, very little coverage indeed. Pretty crazy stuff. Also, the Wall Street Journal has a great piece today. Baseball says Cuba C, Georgia no. That's right, and this wonderful piece by Mary Anastasia O'Grady, who wrote a wonderful piece, Baseball Says Cuba C, Georgia No, talks about Major League Baseball's longstanding and still very happy relationship with communist Cuba and Fidel Castro and now Raul Castro, because he inherited the country from his brother. That's how communism works. Look at North Korea and the Democratic Party. And so Major League Baseball values are just fine with communist Cuba, where they don't have elections, and they have prisons filled with political prisoners. They're fine with that. Also a great relationship with China, with communist China as well. Major League Baseball can beep and beep, beep. Israel sabotaged the Iran's Natanz nuclear site, and that is good because the Biden administration is entirely in bed with Iran. So Israel's going to have to act on their own. I hope they set him back 4 years so we can get another Republican president of the White House to deal with the bad guys in the world as though they're bad guys instead of the heroes of the revolution.